Last week here in worship, it felt like we were on an episode of Oprah. There was free stuff for everybody. If you were not here last week, I want you to know that we gave out steel straws and there is still enough for you. We want everybody to take a steel straw home. The idea being that if we can eliminate some of the 500 million plastic straws used every single day in America alone, we're making a difference. Then, because we wanted to give you more stuff, we got a hold of these bamboo utensil sets. Spoon, knife, fork, and chopsticks, and conveniently, your steel straw fits right inside the same pouch. We couldn't get as many of these because they were a little bit more spendy, so we did a contest. Anyone who will use their steel straw and put a photo of it on Facebook, tagging the church, which means you type at Highlands United Methodist Church, it'll pop up, you select it. Then, I've got a list of you who did it this week. We've got a free utensil set for you as a reward for that. And there's more. I know, it's so fun. Our friends over at Mason Jar Living gave us a set. I don't want to spill mine. Actually, I can tip it because it's a lid. Gave us a nice set of Mason Jar lids that turn any Mason Jar into a cup. Look. Mm-hmm. So, everybody who uses their straw also can take home a jar lid, too. It's been a marvelous addition to my week. It'll be a marvelous addition to yours. So, please know that's what's going on. God, it feels like an infomercial. I know. It's like, and if you act now, okay. Okay, well, today is about experience. So I invite you to become more present than you are, not only here in this place, but also present to a memory. So I'd like to guide you into a place of centering and remembering. If you're comfortable doing so, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes for a moment. I know it's warm. If your neighbor starts to snore, gently tap them. But I invite you to get comfortable in your seat, maybe get both of those feet on the floor, sit comfortably where you are. Feel your body sitting. Feel the seat that you're in actually supporting you. You're being upheld in this moment. Upheld not only by the seat in which you're in, but by the beautiful wood floor that that seat is upon. A wood floor that at one point in time was a tree growing somewhere. A tree that was alive now sits beneath your feet. Those beautiful wood beams connected also into the metal framework, metal that at one point in time was ore within the earth, brought forth from the very dirt and turned into something that now supports and protects this building. Those beams, both wood and metal, connecting into the brick and beautiful stonework of our sanctuary. Pieces of the very earth beneath us, brought out and built into something in which we now sit. The stonework of the building cut from quarries and installed and held together in this place. That very building upon which we are sit and upheld, finding itself rooted into a foundation in the ground below us. The planet actively pushing back up to hold you in this moment. And as you sit here, upheld by the rock and the metal and the wood that has come from this earth that is in its very moment holding you, I want you to remember a time outside. A time you were outside. Maybe it was this week. Maybe it was a favorite memory from years ago. Think about it in your mind. What was surrounding you? Was it the trees? Was it the snow? Was it the water or the sand? Was it warm or was it cold? Could you feel the sunlight or see the stars? Perhaps you were moving and active, or maybe you were perfectly still. In your mind, revisit your senses, the things you could see. The sounds you could hear, the smells, the feeling of that place. Consider how you felt there, outside. Consider how you were a part of something bigger than yourself in that moment. Consider that God's creation was intended for you in that moment. I also invite you to consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air with these words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. If you still have your eyes closed, I invite you to envision this scripture. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body and what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look, consider the birds in the sky. They don't sow seed or harvest grain or gather crops, yet God feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they are? And who among you by worrying can add a single moment to your life? Why do you worry about clothes? Notice, consider the lilies in the field. They don't wear themselves out with work. They don't spin cloth. But I tell you, even Solomon in all of his splendor wasn't dressed such as one of these. And if God dresses the grass in the field so beautifully, even though it's alive today and gone tomorrow, will not God do much more for you? Amen. If you have not yet, I invite you to open your eyes and come back from that memory and into this space. The scripture I share today from the Gospel of Matthew is but one of many moments when Jesus uses nature to help us understand God. Lilies, birds, fig trees, seeds, vines, branches, vineyards, mustard plants, sheep, waters, tending of soil. Jesus talked about nature. Jesus used the natural world to express the love, grace, and grandeur of God. He used these images because they were a common, shared experience. Jesus and those he spoke to had a deep connection to the outdoors because, honestly, there weren't a lot of other options. Last week, we began our series on finding the ancient paths. Basing our season of creation, this month where we look into the spiritual responsibility of the care of our environment, basing our season of creation on the words of the prophet Jeremiah, who advises us that we look for the ancient paths and walk in them. Well, spending time outdoors is an ancient path. There are ways of walking in this world. There are paths of living that are in deeper and closer harmony with creation. Paths we have abandoned out of perceived convenience. A perception that doesn't take into account the long-term impact of our environmental choices. You see, we are invited as God's caretakers of this world to look for the ancient paths, the paths that honor the sacred gift of creation that has been entrusted to us. Now, the paths we walk in determine a lot, not just in their destination, but in how the journey itself shapes us. There are ways of walking, paths of living, if you will, in this world. There are ways of living in this world in which we never step outdoors. You can go from your closed-up home directly to your car, then drive on a paved road, walk across an asphalt and concrete parking lot into an electrically lit office, grocery store, or entertainment venue with all of the air conditioned, meaning it hasn't come directly from the outdoors. It is possible to go through your entire day without even experiencing, let alone considering, God's creation. For we are encapsulated by creations of our own. And we can be pretty proud of that fact. Creations of our own that have veered off of the ancient paths because we perceive them to be more convenient and more comfortable. Creations that come at great cost, not only because of their environmental footprint as a cost, but because they have cost us our connection and relationship to the world around us. Now listen, if you are ever taken hostage, I know this feels like a veering away from the subject at hand, but work with me. If you are ever taken hostage, the first thing I want you to do is make sure the person who is taking you hostage knows your name. Then I want you to tell them about yourself, any family you have, the things that you do, the things that you love. Because if you can build a relationship with the person holding you hostage, you have a better chance of surviving. This is what I've learned from watching TV and movies for years. They always talk about this, though. The first thing you need to do is make sure you build a human connection with your captor. It's how you will live. Because honestly, they're less likely to treat you like an object. They're more likely to treat you as a being. We have reached a point at which humans are now holding the planet hostage. and we have absolutely no connection to it, we are willing to make choices that not only harm its well-being, but risk our planet's very life because we see it simply as an object and do not understand its life, our relationship to it. Now, we could easily spend our entire time today bemoaning the choices, policies, rolled back regulations, and profiteering that are destroying our planet. And it is important to name and call out and speak about specific actions for the sake of accountability and change. But for any of that bemoaning to have any impact, we must speak to people who have a connection to the planet. We must have our voices heard by those who can recall and consider experiencing the environment, for they know it's worth saving. We must walk a path that encounters the lilies so we can consider them. And we must invite others to walk that path with us. You see, my hope today is not only to encourage and inspire you to spend more time outside, but to encourage and inspire you to get others outside with you. For every outdoor activity we could discuss, and in Colorado there are plenty of them, for every outdoor activity we could discuss, could you also think of others to invite to participate with you? You see, I don't just want you to go take a hike. I want you to invite friends to hike with you. I don't hope you'll just start taking walks over your lunch hour alone. I hope that you'll take a coworker with you when you take a walk over lunch hour. I don't just wish your kids will play in the dirt and need a hose down to come back inside. I wish that all the neighbor kids will need that too. I long for you to have conversations about the smell of dirt with someone while you garden together. I pine for you to introduce someone to the smell of a ponderosa in the summer. What are the intentional ways you can experience God's creation and do so in a way that reintroduces, if not introduces, others to the beauty of the created world around us? How can you bring more experiences of the earth into your living and the living of those around you? If you are willing to accept some homework for this week, I would love for you to intentionally include an hour of outside time. Now, this doesn't have to be all at once. If it's 10 minutes here and 15 minutes there, anyway. But I would love if you would actually keep track, and not the accidental stuff. I mean the I'm going to go be outside on purpose time. Can you find an hour over the next week to do so? It has to be intentional for it to count. Because we need these experiences. Everyone does. So how can we work to bring more options and opportunities for experiencing the earth to those around us? You know, I mentioned the active inclusion, invitation of friends and neighbors to outdoor activities. This really does matter. When people experience the outdoors, people care about the outdoors. But there's also a level of advocacy that is needed here as well. The quality of outdoor spaces is far too often corollary to the income of the people who use them. This is not God's will for a planet that was created for everyone. Advocating for parks and open space in every community, supporting education models that focus on outside time, these are important ways of making the outdoors accessible to more and more people. Every person should have a quality park within walking distance of where they live. This is something I've learned from the city of Arvada, who's made that commitment. They're everywhere. It's phenomenal. But they made that decision because they believe every single citizen should be able to walk somewhere and enjoy the grass and the sun and the trees and the birds, not just those who can afford it. You see, experiencing the outdoors should not require more money or time than can be afforded by every single person who desires to walk barefoot in the grass. Air quality that allows for open windows and playing in the yard should not be a luxury in only certain neighborhoods. Now, not everyone can afford lift tickets and ski equipment, but everyone should have access to a sledding hill. These issues matter, and I ask you to consider them when you speak to elected officials and when you vote, especially in city and state elections. For all of the national policy and global collaboration needed to combat climate change and water quality, we also need city council people and state representatives who will champion parks and recreation and bike paths and the quality of local lakes. This matters for us, for our neighbors, and for the world. Now, anytime I tell people where I live, the first thing they say is, "Oh, the house with the really great porch." One of the best things about living in a 103-year-old house is because there was no air conditioning when it was built, the architects knew that time outside was essential. There's an outdoor porch in the back. At least there used to be. An outdoor porch in the back just for sleeping in the summer. It's since been enclosed, but it was part of the design. And then, of course, there's this front porch that wraps all the way across the front and around the back. And I know I'm not the only one in this neighborhood who has such a porch. It was essential for both the fresh air of the breeze, but also for the smile of a neighbor, because people were meant to be outside together. If your home has such a porch, or if your apartment has such a balcony, or if your house has such a deck, I invite you to use it. And if you don't have an outdoor space of your own, perhaps a walk. I tell you, this evening, right about sunset, it'll be in the mid-80s, there will be a gentle breeze, and you will be able to consider the wonders of this world we inhabit. That's where I'm going to be right about sunset this evening. I invite you to do the same. You see, this planet we reside on, its dirt and water, its wind and sunshine, this earth on which we reside is worth knowing and experiencing. I invite you to join me in walking the ancient path that leads us into relationship not only with one another, but with creation. Amen.